And indeed, the earth is hopeful. All of creation is hopeful, and may we take our cues from the hopeful earth and be hopeful creatures and hopeful people. Welcome this Sunday to our service of worship, the fourth Sunday of Advent. I think Christmas really is coming, so it's soon upon us. A special hello to you if you're visiting with us today. We welcome you, and we know that you really came because you wanted to stay for the congregational meeting, which will be held right after church, and honestly, you don't have to stay for that if you're visiting. And then following that, we have our Christmas party, which will be over in our fellowship hall, but you're certainly welcome to skip the meeting and come to that if you're visiting. If you're a member, you got to stay for the meeting. It'll be great. Are there any other announcements that I might have missed? Again?
Last day for the angel tree gift.
Yes, if you have a gift for the angel tree today, please turn that in today. If you didn't bring it with you to worship today, you can hook up with Suzanne or somebody and figure out a way that we can get that to, if you've taken a name off of the angel tree. Thank you. Yes. Let us take a deep breath in. Feel God's Spirit, which is already there and yet filling us even more moment by moment. And out. And let us worship our God with our call to worship. To love is the greatest gift bestowed upon us. It is a surrender to God's holy power. God loves us despite all our mistakes, so we pray for the patience of hope. To be loved by God is the right of every living thing. This love is the sun and the rain. It is the beginning and the end of all.
God loves us even when we neglect our neighbors, so we pray for the strength to bring peace.
God's love is always a promise and a responsibility, and we are given this love freely. God demands nothing from us, yet knows we are capable of greatness. God loves us in the midst of destruction and despair, so we pray to share a vision of joy. Love is a sacred vow God has made to us, a rainbow in the sky, a baby in the manger.
God loves us just as we are, and we give thanks and whisper, Amen.
And please rise in body or spirit as we sing our opening hymn, The Advent of Our God. Let us pray. Majestic Redeemer, in these last days before the birth of your Son, we admit that we often ask for a sign. We put you to the test, beg for miracles, for mercy, for proof of your holy word. We doubt even as we retell the old stories. We are like Joseph, shamed, questioning, fearful of the truth of Mary's dream, not wanting to be taken as fools for believing in something that seems too precious to be true. We are as afraid as the shepherds in the fields, sometimes as cowardly and cruel as Herod. You have given us the most sacred gift, yet we often lack the faith to accept it. Amen. Beloved, God's word of love encompasses us and encompasses every doubt and disaster we will imagine. God did not turn from our ancestors when they fell short, and God will not turn from us. Our humanity is not a flaw. It is the gift of the divine, sealed in Emmanuel's humanity. Praise be to God. Say together what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And let us offer to one another some sign of God's peace. Peace be with you. Much love.
Love calls us to action. may our hands and heart be ready to serve, to care, and to share the love of Christ with those in need.
Prepare the way of the Lord with love.
In moments of difficulty and despair, let the love of Christ be our anchor, reminding us that nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Prepare the way of the Lord with love.
May the love of Christ fill our homes, our community, and our world, bringing light to the darkness and hope to the hopeless.
Prepare the way of the Lord with love.
O God of love, help us to embody your love in our daily lives, sharing it freely and generously with all whom we encounter. As we wait the coming of the Prince of Peace, fill our hearts with love and make us ready to embrace Christ in every moment.
Prepare the way of the Lord with love.
Advent candles. Four Sundays of Advent. I could be wrong, but I think I remember that each of the candles also represents 100 years. The 400 years that the children of God, the Hebrew children, waited in slavery, prayed for deliverance. But God never forgot them, and even in those years, God's light came, and finally freedom came. We gather together to pray in this fourth Sunday of Advent. In this world of darkness, God's light continues to come, and we are called to that light and to that grace and love. Ing alerted me that there's a family that got left out of the angel trees and all the other things and is in some need. And maybe if you would like to do something over and above or something special for during the season, see her after the service sometime and she'll give you more information. And maybe you'd like to be a part of that. The world needs our prayers this day. We need to pray for one another and for ourselves. So let's join together in this holy moment as we gather hearts and lives as one. Let us pray. O God, be our healer and our help. Shed your light, bring your light upon our world in great need this day. We have watched and heard, and we have hurt with Australia and Cambodia and Thailand and Sudan and Nigeria and the Ivory Coast and India and Pakistan and so many other places this past week. And where people are suffering and broken and afraid and wounded. Healer of the world,
shed your light upon our world today. Heal our brokenness, our anger, our inability to see beyond where we are to new possibilities of peace and justice. We're so stuck in doing things the way they've been done before. So revenge follows revenge, and hurt follows hurt. Set us free. Bring light into our hearts and our minds and into our hands, that we might be builders with you in the promise of a new world. We pray for every heart that is heavy. Some of us here today bring a heart that is heavy, a heart that hurts. We seek the promise of the joy of your presence and your healing. And we say, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, my life. Bring light into my darkness. Bring strength to my living. Bring a new beginning to my living. So keep us awake. Keep us alert so that we won't miss it when your gift comes, when your blessing stands before us, when your whisper comes to our ears. Help us to hear, to see, to experience this amazing presence and power that you offer to us. Strength and new beginnings and purpose. Oh God, help us not to miss that. We need that so desperately this day. And we give our lives to you again. We don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to the past and all of its difficulties. We belong to you, O God. We are yours. You have made us. We belong heart and soul in your heart. So strengthen us to be workers with you for this new world that we yearn for. A world in which eventually the wolf lies down with the lamb and children play without fear. The sick and the suffering are blessed and healed. All injuries are given your blessing and healing. Your comfort for all of our griefs. A world in which all wrongs are settled. Oh God, help us to be workers with you in this new world that we yearn for this Advent season. For we know that eventually the wilderness and the dry land are going to be glad and rejoice. That joy and gladness will fill the earth. That sorrow and sighing will flee away and every tear will be wiped away. Oh God, plant us now in this new world. Be with those who suffer. Be with those who are facing physical challenges. Bless those who are facing surgery. Bless those who have nothing else but you. Be their everything this day. And so come among us, we pray. Hear our prayers. so that when your Son Jesus comes upon us with great might, or in a manger mild, either way, help us to recognize his coming, to hear his voice, and to give our hearts an adoration and praise. Oh God, we are yours. We bring all that we are to you. And we lift up our voices together to say the prayer that Jesus gave his followers, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. And now let us pray with our voices in song. Please rise in body or spirit and sing hymn number 98, To a Maid Whose Name Was Mary. be seated.
And I forgot to mention, you have an insert in your bulletin that is not meant for you to keep. That is meant for you to give to someone who might be looking for a place to be on Christmas Eve. So, give it to your mailman, your milkman, give it to the person who checks out your groceries, give it to a friend or family member, give it to someone and say, would love to have you join us. 7 o'clock, Christmas Eve, at my church. And I've already given out a bunch of them. In fact, I gave them to the head teacher of our preschool. And she gave them to all the families who have children in the preschool. And in the next day or two, I'm going to come down here where all these bridge players, you ever seen that parking lot full of cars? They're bridge players. I'm going to put one of these on the windshield of every car of every person who plays bridge. So that's going to be about 90 or 100 of those that I'm going to make sure somebody holds in their hand. Just give it to one person. Pray about who you should give it to and put it in their hand and say, join me Christmas Eve.
Thank you, Pastor Tom. And would the ushers come forward to receive this morning's offering? Thank you.
Scripture reading is Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets. Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I'm not sure because I'm not good at ages, but I think all of us maybe remember the 1970s to one extent or another. I'm not sure. Okay. But if you remember, in the 1970s, the tambourine great Linda McCartney, she had a husband named Paul, and they were both musicians. And they came out with a song that went like this. Some people want to fill the world with silly love songs. Remember that one?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Come on, everybody. I'd like to know, 'cause here I go again. I love you. Exactly. And it went on and on and on. And it wasn't a great song, but I mean, it was a great song. But it does pose an interesting question. What is wrong with filling the world with silly love songs? Well, for one thing, if we do that, that's how we come up with Muskrat Love and Total Eclipse of the Heart. So right there, there's a danger. There's a danger. But an even better reason to be skeptical of these silly love songs filling up the world is that these songs, they can really shape the way we think when we hear that word love. We're on the fourth Sunday of Advent here. We've lit the candle of love. And if we think about love being defined the way it is in some songs and movies and mushy Hallmark cards, well, that's not as realistic as what we've experienced in our lives. And I think about the scripture that the lectionary gives us today on this Love Sunday. I thought, at first, shouldn't our story from scripture be cozier? Shouldn't it just squeeze our hearts and make us feel warm inside? But instead, for years, I did not like this story at all. It had the opposite reaction with me. We have this familiar story of Joseph trying to figure out how to respond to the news that his betrothed is going to have a baby, and he knows it's not his. And for years, I would look at this passage, and the part where Joseph planned to dismiss her quietly, I thought, what a jerk. What a coward. The woman you love, she's in a very precarious situation here, and you're going to dismiss her? I don't care how quietly you do it, that's wrong. And then the author of the text says, because he was a righteous man, he dismissed her quietly. Well, the author's bar for righteousness must be pretty low. Because dismissing someone you love, it just doesn't make much sense. But then I tried so hard to reframe this, to look at it in a different way. I tried to put myself in the position of Joseph. Joseph, a human being just like me and you. And you have your betrothed, Mary. And you're ready to take that next step, the new chapter of your lives together. And you've been faithful to her, and you have every reason to believe that she's been faithful to you. And all of a sudden, she tells you she's having a baby. And then she has this strange explanation for it all. She says that an angel visited with a message. She's not been unfaithful. The child within her is God's child. Not only that, but the Messiah. How would you respond? Why would she make up such a ridiculous story, he might have thought. Was she mocking him? Did she really believe he'd buy into this complex, bizarre lie? But no, Mary does seem to believe this herself. And so is she not only unfaithful, is she ill? Was she hallucinating? Joseph must have been shattered. And he had an excruciating decision to make. What should he do? What could he do? What can any of us do when we have one of these agonizing decisions before us? And then it hit me. Joseph was righteous, and even though his response to dismiss her quietly might seem not the most charitable response, Joseph did the next loving thing that he, as a human being, as a shattered human being, was capable of doing. He did the next loving thing, because it would have been really easy for him to humiliate her among the whole community. And we know what happened to women who were caught in adultery in the time of Jesus. But Joseph didn't do that. He did what to him and for the capacity that he had was the most loving thing. He let love triumph over his fears and his pain, and he did that next thing. And for any of us who have had to do the next loving thing in a piercing situation, we know that is not easy. That is not the stuff of silly love songs. Doing the next loving thing that we're capable of is painful often. Just ask the father who continues to embrace his child and support them through an addiction that's killing them. Just ask the mom who has to go to work every day doing a job that's intent, it seems, on crushing her soul and tearing down her body at the same time. That mom who does that every day just so she can feed her baby. Ask the couple who has to tell their family that their marriage is no longer healthy and it's no longer life-giving and the next loving thing is to divorce. Or the adult daughter who has to sit down with her dad and explain why it's not safe for him to drive anymore. There are so many situations in which there is no jackpot choice. Because whatever choice we make is not going to bring back the past. It's not going to erase the pain or make everything all better. And it's those moments when we say, "What do I do, O Lord?" And the answer is the next loving thing that you can. And that's what Joseph does. Right then, he made a painful choice, but it was the only one that he thought he could do. It was the only one he could do. And look what happened when he took that small step. When he did everything loving that he was capable of doing, it created in him a holy space. And in that space, God was able to move. And Joseph's heart was open before he thought, all I can do is dismiss her quietly. That's the most loving thing. And because he was willing to stretch and because he was willing to move in love, that space opened. And God said to him, there is an even more loving thing you can do. You can stand beside her. This baby is coming. And this baby is coming and is going to fill you with even more capacity to love. Not just you, but the world. This child whom you will name Jesus, it's like a life power-up in a video game. It's like a bushel of Miracle-Gro in a garden. You ain't seen nothing yet of what you will be capable of. And Joseph heard, and Joseph felt that capacity to love expand within him, and he did the next loving thing, one that wasn't even on his radar before. I can dismiss her, and that was painful, and that was loving. But then he did the next loving thing. And so it is with us, my friends. When we are tempted to surrender to the lesser actions, when we think we've lost the ability to love, that the pain is just too much, we can remember that the embodiment of God in a child in Bethlehem is proof that our capacity to do the impossible loving thing is what we must do and what we can do because of the limitless love of the Christ. Amen. I invite you to stand, rise in body or spirit as we sing our closing hymn, We Light the Advent Candles. Must defer to our moderator of session to do we dismiss as normal before the congregational meeting? Okay, thank you. We at my church I was at this morning, we had a first grader light the Advent candles, so service was a little bit longer than it usually was. Couldn't get the so I didn't get a chance to do that. But and now may the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and all those whom you love, this day, this night, and throughout all eternity. Amen.
Amen.